It's just too disheartening. You know, the weather being crummy. Well, we're going to get up to 50 degrees today, partly sunny conditions. And then tomorrow in the low 50s, increasingly cloudy. Right now, 38 degrees. I went down to the boat the other day, and it was just, I don't know. It just made me kind of melancholy, looking at sitting there, abandoned. Winterized, sitting there. Ice on the deck. Snow on the bimini top. How much longer will you make us wait, Lord, before I can turn those twin keys and hear that sound I so love? How much longer, Lord, before I can cut through the water at high speed? Both throttles firewalled. Throwing an 8-foot wake that swamps both sailboaters and surfboarders willy-nilly. Yeah, the boat's in the water. And in weather like this, when it's this cold out, even though the boat is winterized, if there were any pocket of water that missed winterization, it would be bad, brother. Because it would freeze. Say, for example, maybe you've got some water in the head, in the line that goes from the head overboard. The water freezes, pops the line, water comes in the boat. That's bad. As long as the bilge pump can keep up with it, not too bad. And plus the boat, being a top-of-the-line cruiser, is built with an alarm system, so that if water starts to come on board the boat, a little alarm goes off. And that's a clue that you should check to see if you got a leak. But the thing that gives you spilkies is, since Captain Martinez is in South America for the winter, for a good portion of the time, the good ship Greece has no one on it. So you then rely on your neighbors in the slip on either side of you to keep half an ear open. Weather like this, in case they should be puttering about their boat and suddenly hear, they would say, oh, sounds like an alarm on the good ship Greece. Maybe I'd better run up and tell the dockmaster and notify His Majesty the Greece himself. So I went next door yesterday just to touch base with everybody. Let them know that in this kind of cold weather, just, you know, to casually keep half an ear. I mean, they don't have to stare at the boat, but, you know, just as they're sitting there, looking at their charts, plotting navigational courses, maybe just keep half an ear tuned to the good ship Greece. So I went next door to my neighbor's boat, and he was rocking. Knocking on the side of his hull, didn't he? I was wham, wham! And since I wasn't expecting to go to the boat, I didn't even have... I had boots on. I'm kicking the side of the hull. Hey! Permission to come aboard! For quiet! Hey! I looked inside. They were rocking. We had a few people over. One of them was just banging his head. They were throwing beer bottles. I said, hey, Tanner! I'm thinking to myself, there they are, just going nuts. And if my piddly little alarm is going, how are they going to hear it when they're over there? I said, wait a minute. Guys, would you... I'm thinking to myself, jeez, that's all I need. God forbid my alarm should go off and they're listening to the crocus. When I'm in need of an emergency bilge pumping. So I tell you what, I went over there and I snatched the tone arm off that record player. I stood there with my hands on my hips. I said, let me tell you something. You people have got to keep this volume down just a little bit. Now, I don't mind the noise and Lord knows I love the music, but I want you to keep half an ear for my little alarm that, man, probably won't go off because the boat has been expertly winterized. But God forbid it should go off. I want somebody to be able to hear. Just then, somebody else came aboard, a registered nurse. She said, I was wondering if you guys wouldn't mind keeping it down, because when I'm walking the docks, I have a heart patient that is hooked up to an electrocardiogram, and if he should go into cardiac arrest, which is likely since he's just had a quadruple quintuple bypass, I would like to be able to hear the little beeping of the electrocardiogram to make sure he hasn't developed any kind of arrhythmia. I said, can it, lady? Talking about something important here. Now listen for my bilge pumps.
The Grease Man on DC 101.